Ephesians chapter 4 again, please, and verse number 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. 1 Timothy and chapter 4, verse number 14, 1 Timothy chapter 4. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. Verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them. For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Our brother Turkington has reminded us of what this meeting is not. I think I would like to add to that. It's not to mark the retirement of our brother. For I found in business life, you didn't get any compliments until you were retiring. And even among the Christians, they're very slow to say anything nice about you until they think you're going to die or the journey's over. Now, it's not to mark Mr. McShane's either his retirement or his decease. For did you notice that Moses, at 120 years, he has some years to go yet, his eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And Caleb, he could say, I am this day 85 years old, yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. Someone asked my wife, what age do your preachers retire at? Well, I said, I heard Mr. Campbell on his 90th birthday, and he was fresh and able, and it's not before you're 90, so I haven't made any further inquiries. You will notice that in Ephesians chapter 4, we trace the source of all gifts. And our brother reminded us that it's to God we give the glory. And the mighty victor of Calvary, he has ascended to heaven's highest throne. And he has given the spoils of his victory to enrich his friends. And in Ephesians chapter 4, these are the gifts given by the ascended head. I was just looking back over my short lifetime, and many a time I thank God for the men that crossed my path. And I feel much indebted to God for his rich favor bestowed upon this land in the gifts that he has given for the edifying of the body of Christ. And our brother would be among that number, the generation to which David and I belong. I feel if there's any man that we are indebted to in opening up the scriptures, it's Mr. McShane. But if the source of all gift is the ascended head, and we can say, what hast thou that thou didst not receive? We're indebted to the goodness of God in raising up men and fitting them to guide us and to instruct us. But Mr. Wallace said some people think that preaching is just like turning on a tap. But he said, it's not that. And writing to Timothy, the apostle could call upon him to neglect not the gift that is in thee, to meditate upon these things, and to take heed unto thyself and to the doctrine. He said, for in so doing, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. And if we have been refreshed by our brother's ministry, and if he has helped us to get an understanding of our Bible, remember that that involved a good deal of labor in the secret place on the part of our brother. Mr. Walker of Aberdeen said, in his own peculiar way, he said, the mark of a true teacher is a man who can make difficult things simple. Know a man that can make simple things over difficult. Now, to me, that has been the mark of our brother's ministry. There has been times when he has opened up portions of the scripture and I wondered that I was so dense that I hadn't seen matters beforehand. We thank God tonight for his care for us on the journey through life, and even in this late day, late hour in the day of grace, despite all of human frailty, and despite all of satanic attack, that God has preserved to us those that can help us in these matters. I had a note just to refer to his partner in life, because I think many of you that go home and sit by your fireside on a Lord's Day night should remember that very often the preacher's wife goes home on her own. I was in a home and I had to ring home and say, I'll not be home this week. The lady of the house said, I wouldn't like to be married to you. Well, I said, no, I never proposed to you. But remember that in the garden, as God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help meet, just a suitable help. And the experiences of life has been shared by a loyal partner. We do give God thanks tonight for what he has done. And we do express an appreciation for our brother's help.